I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, April 21. Coming up, government to implement computerized pension management system, Summerfield childcare facility refurbished, and 150 young people to be trained in animation. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. A project to train 150 young people annually for the global $230 billion US dollar animation industry was launched in Kingston earlier this week. The Creative Industries Education and Employment Program aims to equip participants with international industry standard training in 3D animation for feature films. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the initiative is part of efforts by the government to position Jamaica as a regional leader in the animation industry.
I see numerous opportunities that exist in this particular industry. You will also have the option of turning out world-class 3D animation projects at local animation studios that will be set up during phase two of this program.
Phase one of the 10-month program is comprised of five modules, each specializing in a different area of the production process for full 3D animation feature films. The program is being implemented under the Ministry's Youth Employment in the Digital and Animation Industry Project in collaboration with CA Foundation, Cornerstone Ministries, the Korean Trust Fund World Bank, and JAMPRO. The government is to implement a new computerized system as part of efforts to streamline pension administration activities. Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Rudyard Spencer, says the Public Employees Pension Administration System, PPAS, has been designed to input, store, and use the employee's service credit record for timely computation of pensions. It will also provide human resource personnel in ministries, departments, and agencies with ready access to updated, current, and reliable employment history and pension entitlement based on their level of authorization.
Using app acceptance testing is scheduled to commence shortly, and six entities have been selected to participate in the pilot phase of PPAS rollout. They are Jamaica Constabulary Force, the Jamaica Defence Force, the Office of the Prime Minister, the Cabinet Office, the St. Anne Parish Council, and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
Mr. Spencer was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. Contractor General Dirk Harrison is hailing next week's Regional Anti-Corruption Conference as a critical opportunity to share best practices and develop mechanisms for tackling corruption. The Commonwealth Caribbean Association of Integrity Commissions and Anti-Corruption Bodies Conference is being hosted by Jamaica for the first time. Mr. Harrison says the agenda for the conference will see to the sharing of practical operational experiences among anti-corruption bodies from across the region.
It is a practical exercise that we have sought through the facilitation, once again, kindly of the Commerce Secretariat, to ensure that we have a package and we have a number of partners on board that we can share best practices and learn from each other. That is very important for us.
The five-day conference runs from Monday, April 24 to Friday, April 28 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. The Contractor General noted the importance of Jamaica hosting this conference and engaging with the region on the issue of corruption, as the country is a signatory to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime. And the Child Development Agency CDA has spent approximately $50 million to refurbish the Summerfield childcare facility in Clarendon. The facility houses 31 girls, and the improvement works is in keeping with the government's mandate to make childcare facilities more comfortable for wards of the state. Speaking recently at the official reopening of the children's home, State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the work has been done to ensure the staff and the facility have a positive impact on the girls.
It is a very difficult job. It's a job that requires a lot of sacrifice. But what I have found is that the members of our CDA team who are in this area, they do it because they love it. And they have a genuine passion.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.